The epistle is taken from the epistle of Titus. Beloved, the grace of God our Savior has appeared to all men, instructing us in order that, rejecting ungodliness and worldly lusts, we may live temperately and justly and piously in this world, looking for the blessed hope and glorious coming of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and cleanse for himself an acceptable people, pursuing good works. Thus speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is taken from that of St. Luke. At that time, a decree went forth from Caesar Augustus that a census of the whole world should be taken. This first census took place while Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all were going each to his own town to register. And Joseph also went from Galilee out of the town of Nazareth into Judea, into the town of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to register together with Mary his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass while they were there that the days for her to be delivered were fulfilled. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds in the same district living in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of God shone round about them, and they feared exceedingly. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Near the village of Bethlehem, there once stood a tower on the road to Jerusalem. This tower was known as Migdal Eder. This is the watchtower of the flock. And it was at this place that the shepherds near Bethlehem watched their flocks. But these were not just any sheep that they were watching. The sheep that were being watched by these vigilant shepherds near Bethlehem, right outside of Jerusalem, just 7 miles from Jerusalem, were those sheep that were destined for the sacrifice in the temple. It was of these sheep that the paschal lambs were taken. Those shepherds then that heard the greeting of the angel saying, "Peace to men of goodwill," were watching the very lambs to be sacrificed for the sins of Israel, a fitting place for the region where the Lamb of God, the one who would be offered for the sins of the entire world, to be born. Now, everyone who was born into this world was born to live. But there is only one who was born into this world to die, and that is our blessed Lord. Our Lord, even in his birth, points towards his death, and there's a reason for this. Recall that 1 Corinthians 2:2 says, in the words of St. Paul, he says, "I knew nothing among you but Christ and him crucified." And him crucified. God comes to pay the debt of justice owed by our sins. Think of how he comes to us, though. St. Alphonsus points out that he comes as a little baby. A little baby, so we wouldn't be afraid to approach him. A little child, who is afraid of a little child? Yes, God could have come in his great majesty and power, but he knew that this would frighten us sinful creatures. In fact, he wants us to be stirred up with a longing for him. For we know, as Revelations tells us, that he is the Lamb that was to be sacrificed from the beginning of the world. From the beginning of the world. God almost had an eagerness to show us this great love. God also wants us to be stirred up. Think about what we've been praying for the last few Sundays here. In the first Sunday of Advent, we prayed, "Stir up, O Lord, thy might, we pray, and come, that defended by thee we may deserve rescue from approaching dangers brought on by our sins and set free by thee." So first we ask that God stir his might up. Then in the second week of Advent, we prayed, "Stir up, O Lord, our hearts to prepare the ways of thine only begotten Son, that through his coming we may be worthy to serve thee with purified minds." First we ask God to be stirred up to increase his longing for us. Then we ask our hearts to be stirred up. And then finally in the last Sunday of Advent, we prayed, "Stir up, O Lord, thy power, and come to our aid, that with the help of thy grace, that which is hindered by our sins may be hastened by thy merciful forgiveness." We have been spending this last 4 weeks of Advent asking God to increase our desire for him. Stir up in us, O Lord, our hearts, that we may desire you. St. John of the Cross said that, "O soul," he speaks to the soul that longs for God. He says, "O soul, if you have longed for God, know that he longs for you all the more." If we long for God, know that he longs for us, poor sinners, all the more. Notice to whom this message was given. Those shepherds that were vigilant, huh? Those ones that were sitting there waiting, watching. Not only among the sheep, kind of keeping, you know, drawing warmth from them, but no, they're in this tower, watching in this cold tower, you know, unsheltered by the other sheep, watching out, looking out for the dangers. And it was to these that the angels came, and announcing the word, "Peace to men of good will." To men of good will. You know, a lot of times you hear out there the idea that, you know, "I'm a good person. You know, I don't hurt anyone, so I'm going to get to heaven." But we have to have that good will. And what does it mean to have good will? The will is the seat of love. That's where we love. Okay, and we have to love Almighty God. Remember what our Lord said, how it is that we love him. At the Last Supper, John 15, he says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." He says again in John 14, "He who keeps my commandments, he it is that loves me." So when we come to that point where we're knocking at the gate of heaven, will we be able to say that, "Yes, Lord, I have loved you. I have kept your commandments." And although it can be difficult, God comes to take away our sins. God comes to take away the obstacles that lie in our way. Think of the humility with which he comes. He's born in a place where animals live. He's born and placed in the very spot where animals come to feed. For this reason, he foreshadows the Holy Eucharist, so necessary for our salvation. And if it's been a long time since you've been to church, come home. Come home. Come to confession. If it's been a while since you've been to Mass, come to confession first, and then you can receive our Blessed Lord. God longs to be with us. He came all the way down from heaven, the Almighty God who created the heavens and earth. He comes to us as a little baby. Let's ask God to continue to increase our desire for him. Let's give great signs of our appreciation, of our gratitude to this Almighty God who has loved us so much that he would come to be a little child for us poor sinners. May God grant you great joy to you and your families this Christmas. May God grant you all a very happy and merry Christmas and entire Christmas season. May Our Lady of the Rosary pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.